Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Within Triple Chalice Tarot. This is our Moving Past Limitations and Fear, an interview with the Auric Knight. I'm your host, Aluna Odette, and I'm joined tonight by my lovely co-host, Tarouk Vishal.
Good evening.
And a very special guest, the Auric Knight. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Good night, everybody.
So glad to hear from you. So glad you were able to join us this evening, and really want to dive into you so much and really get a feel for some of the things that you and I have talked about prior to the show, which is moving past the fear and limitation of really living. So if it's okay for me to start asking, when did you find, what emancipation point was it for you that reached you into the life of being spiritual, the life of living in your authentic truth?
That's an awesome question. I think for me, it's been a process since I guess the day I was born. And truthfully, most of life in the beginning half of your life, it's a lot of, you know, being taught how to be and picking and choosing what kind of ego you want to wear and what kind of mask you want to put on for the rest of the world. And I think for me, I would say my first heartbreak was when I realized that I deserved better. And I think that feeling manifested into really focusing on what external or what environment I'm subjecting myself to, how it impacted my energy.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grow older, I realize that the journey itself is understanding, and how am I supposed to evolve and help others, which is a self-assigned purpose, if I don't understand the core of me, of every emotion that I have, and the core of whoever it is that I'm inspiring or attempting to motivate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very beautiful response. So I'm wondering, in this finding this truth and realizing your authentic truth, are there some things or some people that you've had to give up on? Or did you have to change a situation, change your location? What necessary steps did you have to take to live a more authentic truth?
I think I want to start off by saying that forgiveness within yourself, you know, instilling a perpetual forgiveness for the mistakes that you create and being really aware of not allowing perception other than yours to influence how you feel about yourself. Because truthfully, walking
very
in truth,
mm-hmm,
encompasses mistakes and it encompasses the journey. And I think to officially answer your question, how to continue to evolve and take myself higher and higher and just release myself from anything that essentially prevents me from walking in my truth, I have to first wake up and ask myself the hard-hitting questions. You know, how do I want to feel? One specifically, like, for instance, if I had fear, I would ask myself, where's the core of that fear? Where did that start? Was it something already manifesting in me, or was it something externally that contributed to that fear? And really just being aware and conscious of the kind of thoughts you are allowed, or you're allowed to enter, basically.
Wow. Just very necessary. And I like what you hit upon about really staring yourself in the mirror, because so many things outside of us can contribute to what we feel, but we have the choice to allow it that power to make us feel that way, make us realize it that way or perceive it that way. So that was a very good response. Would you like to go ahead, Tarouk? Did you have a question?
Well, I wanted to know what are things that one can do to amplify one's energy? What are things that one can do to make stronger, to make you resonate in that strength more and help you build? Do you understand what I'm saying? To help you build on your
Absolutely. No,
energy?
absolutely. I love that question. It's funny because our perception of fear is so funny to me, right? Because what you fear is fear itself. You're not really fearing anything but fear. And what you decide to color, how you decide to color your fear, or what you decide to identify as fear, I think most people don't realize that at the core of fear, you are the creator of that fear, and you can also color or recolor perception. You can always re-edit or edit a chapter in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same throughout life. You can say to yourself, "That was the wrong call. You know, that was fear talking." And for me, I like to ask that question to answer your question at a core level. You have to ask yourself, where do you find your assurance? You know, are you already a complete individual on the inside? Do you truthfully know? Have you taken time out to understand yourself? Because if we are afraid of ourselves and walking in our own truth, your whole life you go blaming this realm, this world we live in, and at the end of the day, you start to attract more of that. And when you ask yourself those deeper questions, right? Where is the core of my fear? Where did it begin? Have you thought about how you want to feel? You know, don't fear fear. Don't adopt that as a belief in your mind. And how you assure, again, and I'm sorry, I'm long-winded sometimes, but how you find assurance has a lot to do with walking away from fear safely. And truthfully, it's just being, like I said earlier, it's being honest with yourself at a very core soul level, and being aware. Don't self-diagnose depression or anything of that sort, because it's most likely the environment you're putting yourself in.
Right. Very good response. Very good response. So now, a lot of us aren't living in our truths. A lot of us have mundane living situations, mundane occupations. A lot of us want to. I speak to a lot of people and they say, well, I want to start pursuing tarot. I want to start reading auras. I want to start, but I don't know if that's, you know, if I don't, I don't know if I can separate myself away from my job. I don't know if how my family is going to take it. How would you respond, or how would you sort of alleviate those fears from people out there possibly feeling that they're stuck in a central situation?
That's awesome. So, back to understanding at a core level, when an individual sets out or essentially itself assign a purpose like that, like, oh, I wanna do this, I wanna do that, you have to ask yourself, what steps are you taking to make that happen? And 9 times out of 10, a person will blame it on laziness. A person will blame it on everything, but won't realize that at a core level, if it's something that you really want. For instance, if you, and this is a really surface level ego example, but if you are going to go on a date with someone you're really interested in, and it's important for you to look good for that individual, you're going to do everything it takes to shower, to get the right outfit, put on the right mask, say all the right things, impress this person. You'll do that. And in the same token, I find it funny that an individual who says, "Well, I want to live more and a more enlightened life," or I want to walk in my truth. When someone is unable to walk in their truth, for me, I prescribe that as a lack of core understanding. They are still in the matrix, and the universe is presenting so many doors for them to walk through, and they haven't reached. You know, you can't blame someone for the level of consciousness that they're at. And if so, I really believe actions speak louder than words. Actions express priorities. If you really, really want something, you'll make it happen. And so when someone is, you know, "Oh, well, I want to do this, but I just can't," I always look them in the face without a doubt and with every compassion bone in my body. "Well, how bad do you really want it?" Because if behind every no, there's a yes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a very powerful response. I hope that our listeners out there are taking that in, because even myself as a reader, a tarot reader, I feel a little bit like, okay, so I'm stepping into a new territory. This territory is predominantly this, predominantly that. Am I going to fit in? Am I going to be able to aspire and really grow in this? Is it really for me? But, you know, it's like you said, it's really saying to yourself, is this where I feel most at peace and at harmony with myself, and do I really want this? So definitely a good response to the question. Would you like to go ahead, Tarouk?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of times it's a childhood issue. A lot of people, since they were little, had parents, family members, people around them tell them, you aren't anything. You aren't worth anything. Everything that you do is crap. Everything that you're ever going to accomplish is crap. So you've had these people tell you this your whole life growing up. So you're not going to develop that same awareness and confidence to have that ability to look at that fear, because that fear can develop into a spiritual force in you that can hold you back, you know? Can you speak on that?
It's funny because I challenge that thought process, because truth is literally based on perception. And so a person who lives that victimized life, who's, what essentially I'm gathering is that this individual who is still, whose past traumatic experiences are their driving force in life, either to have a better life or to use those experiences as a form of creating a bond with someone. Even then, that is their truth. And I guess your question is, mm-hmm. how you get someone who's self-assigned a truth to essentially walk in the light of enlightenment. And I would say to those individuals, I mean, I come across those people a lot. And sometimes I have to protect myself from those kind of individuals, because I haven't yet in my journey understood why I'm so easily tainted by that kind of energy. But I can say in my findings that speaking to someone from a place of understanding, asking questions, but with the intention in my mind, knowing that I'm asking these questions because I'm getting them to really, really think and to just speak whatever truth is for them. And that's how I maneuver my conversations with someone when I'm trying to inspire or motivate them. Because when you tell someone something or you tell them who they are, that's your trueception of who they are. And we all share the same thing. We all want love, importance. We want to feel cared about. We want to care about someone. But mainly we want to feel understood. And how do you... you know, how do you coexist with wanting to be understood and lacking the desire to understand yourself? And at the end of the day, it really just boils down to those deeper questions. You are in control. How someone says, I've been through this experience. Okay, well, how much longer are you going to allow that to hold you back from life? What are your dreams and aspirations? And how do you think that experience that you're holding on to is contributing to the dream that you're speaking of now, and really just getting someone to think about that truth?
Wow. Yes. Yes. And it definitely takes that adult self-realization, because you can only be a victim for so long and blaming your past for your present failures. But it's up to you as an adult to finally take the first step and initiative to want that change, to want
it's
to...
It's funny. Right. Right.
Can I just say, you just made me realize what I was trying to say. It's a choice. All of those things are choices. So when someone realizes that they're behind the choices, it's easy to move forward in life, you know?
Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I want to ask, in a circumstance of... that person, because, you know, we all are afflicted by our past. And I don't mean to say afflicted in a negative sense, but we are affected by our past. And it's not always the prettiest scenario. So, you know, in realizing what sort of options are there out there, that will allow someone to start to move in that spiritually enlightened direction, would you say videos? You learned from videos? Did you start reading? Were you meditating and practicing? What
sort of spiritual practices did you do to really raise your vibration in that manner?
I think for me, and everyone's given gifts, and it's funny you say that. For me, it has been the universe has presented the option and the choice to evolve or transcend in videos, in books, in people, mainly in experiences. But for me, I've always had a natural core, solid core of understanding and wanting to be understood and wanting to understand. And I think for someone who isn't awakened and essentially, you know, we have this undying need to enlighten everyone. And sometimes it's difficult because not everyone is gung-ho about being enlightened. It's hard to be told to your face that you are making the decisions that you're making, and that's why your life is going the way it's going. That's the truth. But if we speak from our truth to these individuals who may not necessarily be on the path or may not be showing signs that they're on the path to enlightenment or becoming more aware in their consciousness, you could very well be, you know, the seed that you plant in someone. And at the end of the day, we're going to do what feels like home. Everyone's going to do what feels like home to them. And yeah, for sure, there's psychological factors, there's environmental factors. But what feels like home at a soul level will always surface. And for some people, maybe at 20, they awaken. Some people awaken at 60s. I would use Caitlyn Jenner as an example. I love Caitlyn Jenner because Caitlyn Jenner lived with her truth for her whole entire life. And not until she got into this age did she realize it's as simple as I'm going to walk in my truth. And look how happy. But it took her whole life. So the journey never stops. I don't ever look down on someone who's 29, 30 years old. Hey, you haven't really figured out why you're not awakened yet. In my mind, I hold on to it's a part of your journey. Eventually it'll happen to you because the universe is very strong and powerful and potent.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's so interesting that you bring her up. Obviously, I am going through a transition myself, and I had to come to that realization of wanting and craving for my own individualized truth, my own sort of adhering to my musical calling. In tarot, it's normally represented in the Judgment card, and also I'd say normally the Judgment card, but the Judgment card is talking about following the beat of your own drum and really adhering to the calling and the message of the universe. Also in the Star card as well, that renewal of spiritual faith and aligning yourself to the star that's potentially for you. It's only for you, and there is only you in this world. There's no one else on this planet that is like you and has your divine astrological association, whether you believe in the planetary involvement or whether you believe in the spiritual involvement. We all have our individualized routes. So it's very interesting that you note that the journey is never over because, you know, and it's not about the journey, as you said before. I'm sorry, it's not about the destination, as you said before. It's about the journey itself. So very good point. Would you like to go on with the question, Tarouk?
Well, I just wanted to state, you know, this is something that is an ongoing, like you said, an ongoing journey. This is like a form of rehabilitation where you are never cured. You're always having to fight inside, having to fight that side of you that has been trained to put those walls up, to put those defenses up, and to close up, and to have that fear, you know. So it does take a lot of self-training and meditations and affirmations and, you know, things of that nature to reprogram yourself, because you have to reprogram yourself, you know, from so many years of mental beat downs and people telling you that you're not good enough. So having to retrain yourself from scratch, basically, and rebuild your fortifications and your defenses, you know. So I wanted to ask the Auric Knight, are there any astral defenses, any type of spiritual defenses that one can build or that you know of that you can build to defend yourself against, you know, negativity that may come your way while you're still living your life in your truth and walking in your truth? Maybe there's people out there that want to break you down from that, you know?
I've been waiting for that question. So that question got me really happy. All right, so I think two things, right? A lack of an assigned purpose, a self-assigned purpose. I think for the rest of your life, you'll end up walking around trying to figure out, what am I missing? Why do I feel there's a darkness, there's an emptiness? And, you know, that's associated with a lot of other things. But I truly feel like when I speak to an individual, I try to see if this individual has a self-assigned purpose, because essentially that self-assigned purpose is their truth. And when it becomes a talk of walking in your truth, what is your truth? You know, what, asking those hard-hitting questions, what is your truth? And then on a metaphysical level, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of information in terms of even your chakras, your Ayurvedic healing or metaphysical healing, in terms of like stones that have, someone needs to adopt the belief of energy. The people you hang around with, the clothes you wear, how you decide to walk, energy is real. And different colors conjure up, or if not, call forth certain energies. But there has to be an existing desire. It doesn't matter what level of consciousness you are. You could be someone who's just trying to deal with how they look, or someone who's trying to understand why they're angry all the time. It doesn't matter. If someone has a natural desire to want to understand why, then we ask, what is your core belief? What is your assigned purpose? And what feels like home to you? I would say, I mean, I used to do a lot, and I think I spoke with you guys this a couple of days ago about this conjuring up self-confidence spell, where you would essentially light up a candle, stare in a mirror, hold a stone, a specific stone that helps conjure up positivity and confidence, and you just literally, you speak out loud in your most assertive voice for 5 minutes solid, staring in the mirror, calling forth your confidence, calling forth your truth, whatever that is for you, and you can literally feel your energy resonating. You can literally feel it lingering as you walk, because what you just did there was in your mind and vocally exerting energy. You have called forth your confidence, and even if you don't understand your confidence, you keep calling forth your confidence until one day it all clicks and it makes sense. But you have to have faith, and you have to believe in yourself, and the way you would say it, Aluna, Miss Universe. So.
Yes.
Absolutely, because she is a force of work. Uh-huh.
Yes, I wanted to put in there one of the stones that I recently intuitively, it came to me, okay, was the hematite stone. And I happen to have had that stone for years, and I mistook it for onyx. But it's actually hematite, and I looked up the properties for hematite, and it's a stone that increases and enhances mental activity. It balances the yin yang emotions. It dissolves negativity, and it invokes the forces of Mars, and it increases spiritual stability, willpower, decreases stress. It boosts energy. It makes your mood optimistic. It gives you strength, and it just increases,
you know,
that type of energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I just want
to
say. Go ahead.
That stone is used to heal your root chakra. It's funny. If I were you, I would go ahead and just assume that however you received or came across that stone, that you're on a metaphysical level, your soul was calling for that. And that's why you and that stone found each other.
I agree.
I definitely agree. I just wanted to say, speaking off of what you said about a person who's looking to make that change, actually really coming to terms with understanding that this is an energy field. This is an energetic experience. This is the energetic incarnation. So every thought that we have and every feeling, every emotion, the clothes, the colors, the stones, they generate energy and a vibration, okay? So starting to align yourself, I think, is the best part, and getting rid of negative people in your life. We're talking about, you know, moving past limitations and fear. If there's anyone in your life that you know, you tell your dream to or your aspiration, I don't care if you want to, you know, draw anime or you want to be a CEO of the next, you know, anything,
if you're laughed at or mocked, then that person does not need to be in your life because they don't have the confidence to believe in you because they probably lack the confidence to believe in themselves. So on that note, we have a few minutes left. So I just wanted to take the time to thank our listeners. You can find us on Twitter. We're going to be doing more shows like this. We've been sticking with the tarot. We've been sticking with going through the decks, but we want to get in more shows like this because these topics are very powerful and we are here to create spiritual revolution. Okay, we definitely want to inspire that here, and we're so glad to have the Auric Knight with us. But again, you can follow us on Twitter at Tri Chalice Tarot, so T-R-I Chalice Tarot. When the Auric Knight gets its pages all set up and stuff, we're going to give you a shout out too. And with me tonight is my co-host Charuk Vishal.
Evening, everyone.
Yeah, you were supposed to say goodnight. And the Auric Knight, everyone.
The same thing.
And goodnight, everyone.
Okay, and thank you all so much for listening, and we wish you a good night.
Okay.
Good money for you. I'm sad. I want to get it.
I'm coming right now. One moment.
Yep.